Rick Thomas, host of Yachting USA podcast, brought to you by Yachting International Radio. And it is Boat Show Week. This is the week of the Palm Beach International Boat Show. Starts this Thursday, the 21st of March. Hey, from the buzz I'm picking up on, it looks like the entire industry is going to show up this year, which makes sense. I mean, this boat show has become the best, if not one of the very best, North American boat shows. Taking nothing away from the other shows, I mean, when you look at the venue, Palm Beach, I mean, come on. It's got a gorgeous waterfront venue. The marina is stunning. The backdrop for this boat show on ICW is stunning. Tons of wonderful eateries and taverns and pubs and bars around. Lots of industry gatherings, parties, hospitality suites. Everything you look for when you're trying to enjoy a boat show and then get away from the crowds a little bit or network with people or just making good connections. That's what this show is all about, making good connections. This is an industry, I keep saying it, 2 degrees of separation. It's a people industry. It's a networking industry. That's how you become successful. And this boat show certainly aligns perfectly with the culture of our industry. Networking for success. I'm up there starting Wednesday, although the show starts on Thursday, as I mentioned. Most of the industry is there around town on Wednesday, so it's not a bad idea to show up and be present. There's some industry events going on Wednesday evening, and perhaps I'll see you at one or two of those as well. Be aware that looks like they're going to have a little bit of cloud cover coming in Thursday, Friday, a small chance of rain on Friday. Don't worry, rain here never lasts very long. The clouds tend to blow through, and hey, this is only Monday. The weather report can be completely twisted up and out the door by Thursday, Friday this week. Want to really express my gratitude and send out a big thank you to Westport Shipyards. Westport Shipyards is our latest sponsor of the Yachting USA podcast, and I really appreciate their confidence and their belief in what we're trying to do with this podcast. And what we're trying to do this podcast is support the yachting industry in general and specifically fold up yacht construction, yacht builders. And Westport is being very generous in their sponsorship of the program and some hospitality. They're also showing us during the course of the week. So thank you very much, Westport. Westport's going to have two of their boats at the show. They're going to have a 50-meter and one of their iconic 112s. I believe they're both going to be out at the far face dock. So stop on by, take a look at these beautiful American-built yachts and, you know, enjoy their hospitality. What it's worth, I think it's worth something. My history with Westport goes back almost 30 years, maybe even just slightly more than 30 years. And I'm going to be so excited to be speaking with Daryl Wakefield, Westport's president. Later this week, we're going to have a sit-down. We're going to talk about his long career in yachting and his perspectives of boat building. So that'll end up being a podcast you guys are not going to miss either. That's going to be a really cool conversation, you know, and one of what will be, I expect, many conversations we're gonna have this week. There's two other boat builders that I have already scheduled interviews with. I'll disclose who those are a little bit later in the week. And a couple of yacht owners have also agreed to sit down with me this week on board their boat and talk about their experience in yachting and what that's like to be an owner in this industry today. So, a lot going on. Again, I just wanted to put it out there that we are at the Boat Show Week. Palm Beach International Boat Show starts this Thursday. I will see you there. If you're coming in from out of town, please travel safe. And until we meet on the docks, I'm out of here.